This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Last year, the California legislature passed a bill telling state officials to set up a seismic early warning system, seconds worth of a heads up that could save I don't know how many lives in the case of an earthquake. Geologists for the federal government have a prototype, but it would take tens of millions of dollars to scale it up. But this being capitalism, there is a private company that says it could get the job done for a whole lot less. From KPCC here in Los Angeles, Sandon Totten explains.
It's one of those baking hot days in Palm Springs. Things are calm at a local fire station. And then...
Seismic event detected. Seismic event detected.
Don't freak. It's not a quake, just a demonstration. Blake Getz works for Seismic Warning Systems, the company behind this quake alert tool. It relies on two sensors the size of paperback novels.
They're bolted about a foot off the floor on a bearing wall in this building.
Those sensors can detect an earthquake seconds before serious shaking begins. With that brief window, the system does three things automatically.
It opens the doors, it turns on the lights, and it activates the radio system, and the firefighters can then drop, cover, and hold or evacuate the building.
Seismic Warning Systems has outfitted more than a dozen fire stations with this sort of early warning system. The company also recently landed a $250,000 contract to expand its work into a neighboring county.
We have cracked the code. We can detect, analyze, and warn of a dangerous earthquake in less than 1 second.
That's Rocky Saunders, a sales rep for Seismic Warning Systems. He says the sensors detect subtle vibrations called P waves. These occur just as a quake starts and travel at about the speed of sound, meaning they reach the surface before the more damaging S waves that follow. It's that gap of time between the P waves and the S waves that allow a warning system to do its thing.
We essentially are listening and detecting and analyzing the DNA, if you will, of the earthquake.
The U.S. Geological Survey already has a similar system in place. Its network relies on hundreds of sensors near major faults. These could give up to a minute's warning before shaking reaches major cities. But that system is a prototype, requiring $38 million to build out. Saunders claims Seismic Warning could build a cheaper statewide network using investor capital. The company would then sell early warning subscriptions for about $100 a month.
So that's the difference. We do not require an investment by the state of California, and then there's a public benefit at a very inexpensive cost.
Of course, Seismic Warning Systems still needs more private funding to build its statewide network. The state of California wants both systems linked together, but USGS's Elizabeth Cochran says that's easier said than done.
Our concern is that it's not clear exactly how their system is functioning and whether it's functioning in the way that they claim it is.
She points out that Seismic Warning Systems won't divulge the details behind its technology. The company says that's a trade secret. And while the two sides have met numerous times, they haven't found a way to get past this. According to state law, California has until January of 2016 to set up an early warning system. And the law isn't picky about who builds it. From Los Angeles, I'm Sandon Totten for Marketplace.